Your call is very important to us. Please stay on the line and you'll be transferred to the next available agent.
Honor Restore. My name's Jerry. How can I help you?
Yeah, hi, Jerry. My name is Greg Rash, and I got an email from this Restify a couple of weeks ago, and I gave the information. A guy by the name of Perry took my information and was going to email me back whether I qualified to get an expungement, and I never did hear back from him. I just wondering if there's something I could do with you to try to start this expungement process, or what do I got to do?
Did you get an email letting you know if you qualify, or you haven't?
No, I haven't got an email back from him ever, whether I qualified or not. I don't know. What
okay.
does it take to qualify?
There are different factors. One of them is if it's a felony DUI. If it's a felony DUI, that disqualifies you.
No, none of my DUIs are felony.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a DWI on my record from 1986 that if I could get that one expunged, I could get rid of this Intoxilock. And it was a bogus charge. I was in Stevens County, Minnesota. I wasn't even driving the vehicle. I was sleeping in the passenger side. But the keys were in the vehicle, not in the ignition, but they were laying on the seat. But I got charged with the DWI anyway.
Oh,
so goodness. I would think that one could, you know, and I didn't hire a lawyer. I didn't have any money back then. But I think that one, if I got that expunged, I could get out of this Intoxilock thing. I'm pretty sure the state, because I have, with that one, I have five of them on my record. And five
okay.
or more says I have to have this machine for 6 years. All right? I've had it for 3.5 years already. But I think if we could get one DWI expunged off that, I could get it dropped where I only have to, I think I'd be done with it. I think it was 3 years
I
had to have it.
Okay,
so is that anything you can help me with, bud?
Yeah, just a moment, please.
All right.
Rash is R-A-A-S-C-H, right?
Correct.
Okay. 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 So
the guy has taken my birth. Go ahead.
Yeah. I was just going to say, I was going to place you on a brief hold. I'm trying to reach my supervisor because I believe your case was escalated already. They sent your information, but I don't know what's going on. Would you give me just a couple minutes, please?
Sure.
Thank you. Right back. Hey, Mr. Rash, thanks for holding the line.
You bet.
Let me ask you a question. I believe you gave us your email before. It was supposed to be Greg and then Rash. But on the email,
yeah,
you don't have a C.
That's correct. My email does not have the C in it.
It's just R-A-A-S-H, right?
At gmail.com.
Greg Rash at gmail.com. With no C in it.
Correct.
Okay. And have you checked your spam folder? Your spam folder to see if you have gotten anything from Restorify?
Nah, you know what? I did not do that.
Okay. Would you like to check right now while you have me on the phone, or can you do that, or?
I can try.
Okay, if you would be so kind, please just to.
What's your name again?
My name is Jerry.
What is your name? Gary?
That's right.
All right, I'll see if I can go to my email and get back to you. Hang on a minute.
I'll hold the line.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, there's nothing in my spam folder.
Nothing from Restorify either?
No.
Okay. I'm trying to get a hold of my supervisor, but he seems to be away from his desk right now because he's the only one who has access to this kind of information. So...
I see.
I could do is take your number down and try and give you a call whenever he gets back at me. Can I do that?
That would be great. Gary, if you could do that for me, that would be great.
Okay. I'll
so
just
my phone number is...
Is it the same one you're calling me from? 256-647-1182?
That's my number.
Okay. I'll just give you a call whenever he gets back at me. I appreciate you calling us back.
When you said that they expedited my case, what does that mean?
No, they escalated the case. Like, the person you spoke to last time sent your information to the supervisor already, but because he's not available right now, I don't know what actually happened. So I'm just going to wait to hear from him, and then I'll give you a call.
Thank you so much. I'll be waiting for your call.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.